Finance Committee Chair Karen Crane says the bond measure is meant to pay for items not covered by the sales tax extension, which will bring in an estimated $44.8 million over 5 years.
The problem was there was $70 million worth of requests and a lot of really worthy projects and needs for maintenance and other things. And so this just allowed us to get a little bit further.
The Finance Committee this week voted 6-3 in favor of separate financing packages, with opposition coming from Assembly members Randy Wanamaker, Ruth Danner, and Mary Becker. Wanamaker says he believes some of the projects in the bond proposition should be paid for with sales tax revenue and vice versa.
The bond proposition is going to increase property taxes. And if we're going to ask people to consider raising their property taxes, it should be for things that people want to have but are not necessary for the people to have.
Under the current proposal, $10 million from the sales tax extension is earmarked to pay down debt on the bonds, deferring a property tax hike for at least 5 years. If the sales tax passes and the bond measure fails, the $10 million would be used to upgrade Centennial Hall and Aurora Harbor. Right now, those items are included in the bond proposition, along with renovation of Capital Transit's bus barn and funding for a new learning center at Eagle Crest Ski Area, among other projects. The sales tax extension would pay for nearly $34.5 million in projects, ranging from a children's mental health facility at Bartlett Regional Hospital to parks and trails borough-wide. The measure also includes $3 million for Sealaska Heritage Institute's Walter Soboloff Center to be built across the street from Sealaska Plaza downtown. The measures now go to the full assembly, which will take public comment before voting on whether to approve them for the October 2nd municipal election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.